it's as widespread as terrorism itself. All terrorism has to be financed to some extent, especially terrorism that's operating outside of its home region.
That's Drew Sullivan, the editor of the Organized Crime and Corruption Project in Sarajevo. He's been addressing a conference in Vienna this week with representatives from 56 different countries. The two-day events aimed at encouraging international and interagency cooperation in the fight against money laundering and the financing of terrorism. Terrorism can be done quite cheaply, but some requires a lot of planning and resources. Many organisations still need money to build cells and send people to get training. Until recently, they used to find people who are sympathetic to their cause to donate money into non-profit organisations, which they would then have access to. But as Mr. Sullivan explains, terrorist groups have had to change the way they're financed.
A number of the terrorist groups had foundations that were funding them kind of covertly, and the money would go to an assistance organization who would then sneak it out the back door. But once these people are identified, then it becomes fairly easy to an aggressive government to find out who's behind it and to track it, because all money flows through, you know, the international financial markets, and the bank transfers can be tracked, and you can figure out where it goes. So, you know, that's why the appeal of using crime as a means of funding terrorism, because, you know, the money flows are not quite so clear, and that's why money laundering is often used in the financing of terrorism.
Money laundering goes hand in hand when it comes to financing terrorism. By pushing so-called dirty money through financial markets and offshore accounts, money could be laundered back into terrorist groups. Peter Oakes is Director of Enforcement at the Central Bank of Ireland. He's been explaining how educating banking staff is an effective way of detecting terrorist activity.
Education of institutions as to the role that they play in the prevention of financing of terrorism. And again, that starts with the governance, good governance at the level of the board, all the way through to the staff that operate the bank accounts, etc., so that they have sufficient information to identify unusual or highly unusual transactions, and that we have a joined up way of approach to dealing with these issues.
Mr. Sullivan says sometimes businesses and terrorists both end up working for the same objective, to make it hard to track money and hide ownership of organizations.
I don't believe there's a good enough job being done. I think that world governments have made efforts to change these things, and everybody wants to fight terrorism financing. But then when it means going in and changing your banking laws and changing your business laws and changing your transparency laws, governments are not so amenable to doing that. And they often find that businesses will side on the towards less transparency and greater freedom. And so consequently, you have the terrorists and large businesses, you know, working on the same cause of making it harder to track money and harder to hide ownership of organizations.
But how does the security of Russia's organization stand up against international scrutiny?
Its banking system is not up to the international level that it needs to be. There have been many, many cases of organized crime groups that have laundered money through Russian banking systems. And so I think that there are some people in the Russian government who are very determined to change this, but there are still a large number of banks that are laundering money for organized crime and could be laundering money for terrorism. But I think that, you know, given the politics of Russia and given the difficulty sometimes of operating that, and sometimes the expertise is needed too that's not there, you know, there's still a way to go, and the Russian government really needs to make it a greater priority.
Good national governance is key to ensuring global security, but Mr. Oakes says the international community need to make sure that they're working together.
The world doesn't operate on one legal system, and the coordination of law enforcement efforts is highly important. And I think the challenge is to ensure that information can flow freely and the quick exchange of information when there is a suspicion of financing of terrorism, because that's just part of the offence. And the next thing obviously one is concerned about is the utilisation of that money to commit a terrorist act.
It's thought that between 3 and 5% of global domestic product comes from economic crime activities. In trying to prevent terrorism, it's important that governments work together by sharing information to track those who are financing terrorist organizations.